Egypt's prime minister this weekend said delaying a September parliamentary election would give parties more time to prepare as the nation debates its future after nearly 30 years of rule by Hosni Mubarak, who was ousted in a revolution on February 11th. His comments come at a time of mounting calls by liberal and secular groups to delay the election until a new constitution is drafted. The political uncertainty in the country is leading to economic hardship for many people, especially those dependent on the tourism industry. Oliver Pierce is the policy officer at the charity Christian Aid. He spoke to Charles Collins about the situation in the country.
Life in Egypt is tough for many Egyptians at the moment. Following the uprising which led to the end of the Mubarak regime back in January, Egypt has been suffering a number of crises. Primarily, people have found it difficult to sustain livelihoods because unemployment is rising, in particular in the tourism and construction sectors. And further to that, a number of migrants that previously were working in Libya and sending money home to families in Egypt have fled Libya due to the conflict there and are returning to their home communities. So what we see in Egypt now is that many communities have a number of people who are looking for work and aren't able to support their families. And added to that, the political uncertainty and the security situation in Egypt is meaning that families are finding it very difficult to cope with the existing situation.
Of course, one of the biggest industries is the tourism industry, and this lack of security and also uncertainty is keeping visitors away. How important is this aspect for the people of Egypt?
Tourism is very important for Egypt. The economy relies quite heavily on tourists visiting Egypt and spending money there. And since the revolution early this year, tourism has more or less dried up. And so all those people that work in the tourism sector are no longer able to sustain their livelihoods if they themselves are not being paid. And the knock-on effects to other sectors, transport and construction, so on, means that there are a number of communities which are directly affected by a drop in tourism. Christian Aid is working with our partner organisations locally in Egypt to try and ensure that where there are communities which are particularly affected by unemployment, whether it's from a drop in tourism or whether it's from migrants returning from Libya, to ensure that they are able to have short-term work and able to make sure that they are able to support their own families and sustain the local economies that way.
Can you give us a little bit of an idea of what exactly Christian Aid is doing?
Yes, we've been working with our partner organizations in Europe to fundraise in order to make sure that the local partner organizations that we work with on a long-term basis in Egypt have more resources to provide for emergency-like work. So we are ensuring that they have money to spend on what we call cash for work programs. That means that people who are otherwise unemployed are paid to do work that benefits the community. And at the same time, by being paid, obviously they're able to provide for their families and to spend money in their local economies. We're also working to support those same local partner organizations to ensure that there are levels of psychosocial support, because given the revolution that happened and the returning migrants from Libya who were previously sending money home, there's a great deal of uncertainty about what the future holds. So we're trying to ensure that those communities are able to support each other in this uncertain time.